What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I have no clue who
I am. It is a little different, but when
you are,
when you even look different.
That can only mean one thing.
Jeff Lutz.
There's Elvis for you. Oh, I'm going to pass out. That was so funny.
You are not cool.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
We are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Monitoring the hot stove in baseball. Goings on.
Anything happening?
In the NBA, the NFL, college basketball, college football.
You're going to get into the NBA Cup.
Yeah, you're developing a real.
You can list every sport, but we're going to have to talk about something
eventually. You're developing a really irritable habit of interjecting yourself.
If you want to list every sport, you can, but we'll have to.
Mike Furches hit a topic. Barely got a word in edgewise.
Golf
a segment designed for him.
Bowling.
I mean, I was. That's why I have Mike on.
Cricket.
Not to hear you interrupt him.
Crickets.
I mean, my goodness, my. Why do you do that? What's happened? You didn't
Mike
used
doesn't
to do
talk.
That.
Mike doesn't break. He doesn't. He's been on the radio for 31 years, and he doesn't get us a break so we can have a little conversation. It's a conversation, right? He's our guest. Yes, we want to hear what he says, but we got to get some.
What
stuff.
What did you too. Add to that conversation?
I thought I added a lot to that conversation as usual, and I need to text him.
Well, yeah, now text him. After you've thrown him under the bus.
Oh, Mike would do the same to me, and I'd welcome it.
Well, I don't think you would.
Of course I would.
Did you happen to watch the late game? I understand you do need to get to bed a little earlier.
I did not watch duties. The late game.
I watched a half of it. Duke seemed to have a comfortable lead. And then I get up and I see Kentucky really came back, stormed back, and beat what I thought was... Looked like almost an unbeatable Duke team in the first half.
Kentucky is interesting, man. They have like no players who were on the team last year. A couple.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't have any.
I think they have
brand
one
new
or two.
Team.
But nobody who played a significant role. And they just went out and got all these transfers who are good. They're good players. And they were valuable pieces at their previous teams. They didn't just like
well,
pick
that's
off
the idea of the transfer portal.
I know, but there's also an idea of let's get underutilized guys and
well you know what you can
roles.
Do when you're Kentucky
get pretty much anybody.
Yeah,
but it's still a guy coming over from BYU hasn't proven himself on the blue blood level yet.
He's pretty glad you added that. He's a good coach.
He's a very good coach.
Mark Pope will do a good job, but there they needed a change. They needed something new at Kentucky. The Calipari experience had grown stale. He's in a good spot now at Arkansas. And
where did Musselman end up?
I don't care where he ended up.
I like Eric Musselman.
Couldn't care less where Mussie is.
Let's find out.
as Dude and I call him.
USC.
We've done that on this show.
No, I don't think
Where's their former coach?
Who, Andy Enfield?
Yeah, where'd he go? Let's play this out.
Let's find out.
See how far we can go.
Andy Enfield is at SMU.
Where'd their coach go?
Who was their coach?
Well, I can't remember, but...
Tim Jankovic, time ago.
But this guy at SMU was pretty highly thought of. I think he got a bigger job, a better job.
He may have, but...
What's his name?
No, I don't think he got a... Well, who is it?
Who is it? Give it to us.
Rob Lanier.
Yeah, where'd he go? Oh, he's at... I think he's at Rice.
He is at Rice.
Where'd the Rice coach go?
Well, let's find out.
See how long you can get this.
Well, there's going to be a time where a program is not good enough.
Until we get to a coach who just couldn't get another job. And it might be Rice.
It is. Their former coach was Scott Pera.
Where'd he go?
P-E-R-A. He is not a head coach this year.
Where is he?
Let's find out.
Whose staff is he on?
It's got to be on somebody's staff.
Rob Lanier was pretty highly thought of. It was, it didn't work for him at SMU, but I think Rice feels like they got a guy.
Wikipedia still says he's the head coach at Rice.
Well, if Wikipedia's behind, you've landed in some troubled waters.
Here's his Twitter. Does he have a bio? No.
We wish the best to Rob Pera.
Scott Pera.
Well, Rob, I don't care about Scott.
No, why would you?
I used to know a guy named Rob Pera.
I doubt it. I don't think he's anywhere this year.
Why would you doubt me?
I just do.
Oh, my
No reason,
goodness.
Necessarily.
Take me through anything of interest. Because the NBA is just getting hammered all over the place.
For one guy.
Does anybody like the NBA anymore?
I do. I enjoy the NBA.
Who's the one guy hammering it?
No, the one guy who's being hammered is Joel Embiid.
Well, Joel Embiid.
Yeah, he's the guy being hammered. And people are using that to downplay the NBA. Did you see...
Load
we can get back to the NBA.
Load management's killing that
Did you
league.
See Bronny James is only going to play home games in the G League? Why does he need to have a basketball career?
He doesn't. Let LeBron have his moment.
They did. He scored. Let's move on.
And then we'll get to the end of it at some point. Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried, but just come
LeBron
on.
LeBron James, let him have his moment.
He did. They had their moment.
Fine, and he doesn't care. He's not out there saying, bring him back to L.A.
Well, he'd be...
He doesn't care if he plays. He had his moment.
That's my point. So why does he need to be in the G League? What's he doing when they're on the road? Does he have some...
Well, he's getting better. He's working out.
You know how you get better?
You can't get better on the road.
You know how you get better? By playing.
No, you get better by going and working on your skills.
In games.
Right, I did a lot of working on my skills.
And you didn't play, so there you go.
When I was in school.
No, you didn't.
Of course I did.
What skill did you ever work on?
Defense.
How about...
Trying to become a better defender.
How about you work on the skill of...
I didn't need any work on my offensive game, the coaches said.
That's what they said? You must have been really bad defensively then.
Well, they had to find something for
me. Not even a JV level player.
They had to find something for me to get better at. If I'd been a little more, if I'd had a little more foot speed as an athlete.
Oh, my goodness.
It would have been unbelievable. I just couldn't run very fast.
What'd you think about raising someone who ran fast for about 2 or 3 years?
Well, I was happy for you, but what'd you turn it into? I couldn't run, and I got a college offer.
Well, that's true.
You better watch out, man. I will always have that on you.
Really, though? Seward County?
Not Seward County.
Cloud County?
And Garden City. Now, the Garden City thing never actually turned into an offer. But that's because they knew I was...
Dead set.
I was so blown away by the Cloud County offer.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I think it was free books or free book. And
so what'd you... We know when you get free stuff, you sell it. So what'd you sell that free book for?
Free book, and we'll teach you how to spell tuition. I believe that was the offer.
Congrats.
But it was better than any offer you had.
No, I didn't get any.
And had I had foot speed, the offers
No one wanted me to go to their college, although by the end, literally, WSU wanted badly for me to be out of college. So there is that.
Well, yeah, you got you were a problem for everybody. Yours truly, your mother, Les Anderson.
It was Les Anderson who I believe died on this day 11 or 12 years ago.
I think was it today or yesterday? One of your former professors, one of my very good friends, and a short-time co-worker.
Beyond that, he was just a wonderful human being.
Well, I said one of my very good friends.
Yeah, but not just your friend. Everybody's friend.
No, he's one of my friends.
He was everybody's friend.
Well, sure he was. Everybody who knew Les loved him.
That's why. That's my point. That's what I'm saying.
But he was, he was my friend.
He was my family friend. I was a family friend of the Andersons.
I got Spike, our good friend Spike, to do some caretaking. Back in the day.
Why did we not go Bluma a second year? Was he out of college by then?
No, 1 year around Jamie was enough.
No, that was awesome. No offense to Spike, but I like the Bluma atmosphere a little bit more.
One more year, Jamie.
I like that atmosphere a little better.
Why?
Because he took me to his dorm. We played video games. We played music. It's just fun.
Well, I didn't want you around that.
Not his dorm, but his apartment.
I didn't want you around that atmosphere.
I did. I wanted to be around.
And I'd tell Jamie that today. There's no way you're going to poison the mind of my son.
We went and ordered five roast beef sandwiches for $5 at Arby's. That's what Jamie said. Oh, I love that guy. Love Spike, too.
What about Darcy?
Darcy was wonderful.
She's on the board of League 42 right now.
One time, Darcy came into our house. And I thought we were being robbed, and I ran across the floor and fell down.
Idiot. Why in the world would you react like that?
Well, who's coming in our house? We're the only two people.
The person I gave the key to.
We're the only.
Imagine that.
The only two people that live there are there.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, you were.
No, I wasn't.
You were downstairs.
No, of course not.
I wasn't home alone.
I don't remember that happening.
I remember it.
No clue what you're
talking
about.
Anyway, I'd let Jamie babysit me to this day.
Jamie just got married. Congratulations to him. He must be right at 50 now. Maybe a little year or
probably
two older.
51 or 2.
That's amazing, isn't it? It's absolutely incredible.
He's 52 as of May 18th.
That these folks get to be that age.
It seems
like yesterday I was around that Shocker team and he was a huge part of.
Pitched in the big leagues.
And would have pitched longer except for an injury. So anyway, Joel Embiid, the Sixers are terrible.
They have been so far.
The Bucks aren't very good. So what you have is entitled athletes who now believe that they shouldn't have to play every day. What's Joel Embiid get paid?
A lot. Most people do play, though.
You got too many of the superstars.
It's not like that as much anymore.
Oh, please.
It isn't. They clamp down on it. You have to play 65 games to be eligible for postseason awards. So these guys are out there. That's why you only hear basically now about Joel Embiid doing it and a little bit of Paul George. And Kawhi Leonard's the other one.
The Sixers and Bucks are a combined 5-16.
Joel Embiid is a $50 million a year player.
You wonder why we have difficulty with that.
No, I don't wonder. I'm just saying.
You don't seem to have.
I'm just saying it's not a widespread issue.
I don't see you talking about it.
Well, I'm not that invested in
criticize
his career or the 76ers. If one of my guys was doing it, Tyrese Halliburton was doing it, I'd be upset.
Why aren't you upset?
But Tyrese Halliburton is hurt and still plays.
Makes me angry.
Well, I just don't want
Philly. They better trade him, because that crowd ain't forgiving him.
I don't know. Were they at home last night?
I don't know. I follow the NBA right now.
I just know the inside the NBA guys went off on him last night.
Well, I wish I'd watched that.
And he's trying to kind of recover by saying, oh, I want to play back-to-backs, but today they have a back-to-back and he's not playing. Nor is Paul George. And people aren't going to like that.
Well, that's utterly ridiculous.
Because we don't even really know he played in the Olympics every game. And we don't know about another injury that he suffered between then and now. So all indications are he should be playing, but they are limiting him.
Right now, those two teams, 76ers, Bucks, are outside of the playoff window. Now, it's obviously tremendously early. And in the West, you've got Dallas, which currently is outside of the playoff window. Now, they'll figure it out. They've got arguably the best player in the game. Although, who is? Is it Jokic or...
It's probably Luka right now. Although Jokic is right up there. No question. Giannis is still good.
Denver's been playing better after a pretty slow start.
I'm interested to see where Giannis goes, because it's not going to last for him in Milwaukee. That clearly is over. He needs to go somewhere else.
Cavs now 12-0.
Yeah, good for them. Happy for them. No ill will toward the Cavs.
Oh, you have some.
No, I have no ill will.
Wish you'd have taken them.
No, I do not.
There's a part of you.
I didn't take the Pacers, right? I've always kind of liked the Pacers, and the Pacers kind of took me. Pacers kind of said, hey, either jump in or jump out, and I decided to jump in with the Indiana
Pacers. So they have the 76ers in Philadelphia tonight, do the Cavaliers, then at home against the Bulls and Hornets, before playing at Boston next Tuesday evening in one of the TNT games, which will be heavily watched, because they'll be 15-0 at that time.
Could be, or maybe not.
Do they have three superstars in Cleveland?
They have four.
No, I'm not
very,
talking
very good players.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking
no,
about
no, they don't have three superstars, but they have four stars.
How many superstars do they have?
They have one. Spida, Donovan Mitchell.
You're telling me Evan Mobley isn't a superstar?
He's a star, but he's not a superstar.
You're telling me Darius Garland is not a
star. Not a superstar.
What do you have to do to be a superstar?
You have to have, you know it when you see it. It's a Q rating kind of thing. It's a
Darius Garland averages 20.2 points per game, 6.5 assists per game.
There are very few superstars. We can't just throw that word around, or it loses a lot of its meaning. There's a handful of superstars in the league, and you can name them and you know who they are.
Well, I don't know that I wouldn't put Darius Garland in that list.
Come on. Be serious.
He's a 52% field goal shooter, doesn't almost that, 53.
This has nothing.
Donovan Mitchell doesn't shoot that well. Averages more assists than Donovan Mitchell.
He handles the ball more.
Donovan Mitchell averages three more points per game than Darius Garland.
Okay. Well, Donovan Mitchell is what has taken them to this level for the most part, and the contributions they've gotten from their two big men. Now, obviously Garland too, but adding Donovan Mitchell is the piece that they needed.
Well, sure it is, but that doesn't lessen the impact of Darius Garland.
But he's not a superstar.
I don't know.
Come on. Be real.
I don't know.
Be real.
Is he going to make the All-Star team this year?
Very well could. I don't know.
Superstar.
All-Stars aren't superstars. All-Stars are All-Stars. The guys who start the game and
right now, Mitchell and Garland and Mobley are All-Stars.
Could be.
Right now. Now we're
maybe
we're
Jared Allen,
early,
too.
But we are 12 games in.
I understand.
If my math is correct, that's about 15, between 15 and 20% of the schedule.
Yeah, it's about 1/7-ish.
No, 15.
They're 12-0.
Yeah,
15-0.
Right. They'll be 15-0.
Or they won't. Or they'll lose to somebody.
Well, I don't know why you can say that.
Are you going to watch the NBA Cup Friday, Indiana, Miami?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
Fine.
I just don't care about Indiana.
But you don't like... I'm asking, will you watch the NBA Cup?
I'll watch Cleveland, Boston next Tuesday.
I'm just telling you what game Indiana...
I don't watch the NBA Cup.
They're going to make some noise in the NBA Cup. Again.
Don't care.
They got Miami,
There's
Detroit.
There's nothing to be gained from...
Miami, Detroit, Washington... Or Miami, Detroit, Toronto, and Milwaukee.
Yeah, terrible teams. Who cares?
Yeah, we're going to get in there.
Who cares about the NBA Cup?
I do.
A failed idea doesn't mean anything.
We're reigning runner-up of the NBA
who
Cup.
Who cares?
A lot of people do.
What's the, what's, what do you get for winning the NBA Cup?
$1 million?
You just said Joel Embiid makes 50.
Okay, but what does their 14th guy make?
Oh, well, the 14th guy is not going to play in the NBA Cup.
Right, but they're going to want it to, him to get $1 million.
Yeah, they'll cheer extra loud from the bench.
No, the players will
That's
play harder.
See.
So their teammates who don't make that much money can get $1 million.
Oh, you're living in some other world, man.
One night.
If you think that's how that works.
I do think that's how it works. Have you never been in a locker room?
I've never been in an NBA Cup.
Do you not root for your teammates?
No.
Really?
No. When I played, it was all about this guy.
Yeah, I know.
Take a break, come back, continue the discussion, whatever it looks like, after this.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.
Tomorrow we'll be making some picks, as we always do on Thursday. Nobody's really lit it up this year. Duda would have you believe he has. He's gotten a few bonus games right.
He's been doing well lately.
He's been performing well lately.
Started poorly. I'm doing poorly now, started well.
I'm doing horribly, basically, from start to now, and Max and Anthony aren't even factors. No offense to either of them.
Feel bad for them.
But they just haven't answered the bell. Tomorrow's bonus game will be Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Baltimore on the road, a 2.5-point favorite. That'll make your head hurt.
Tough line.
If somebody goes 10 on that one, they're just doing so. If we put actual money on it, No one would go 10 on that, would they?
No, absolutely not.
But Doodle will.
You think so?
Doodle will go 10 on it.
Well, because he thinks he's Mr. NFL. I would like to see him brought back to earth a little bit on NFL picks, because he doesn't know anything.
No, he's like the rest of us. We're doing our best, but none of us know anything. And for him to insinuate that he does is
off-putting,
offensive to our listening audience.
Yeah, it's just unsavory.
But anyway, there are some good NFL games. Washington, Philadelphia, Kansas City, Buffalo. And then the fourth NFL game I just threw in there was the Bengals at the Chargers. We haven't been paying much attention to the Chargers. They're quietly 6-3 under Jim Harbaugh. It's kind of obvious he can coach.
Well, I think we knew that.
What does he have? What is it?
An ability to coach. I don't know.
What is it? What if you had to...
I think it's players like him. I think he knows the game. I think he played the game. He played quarterback, so he understands a lot of different positions.
Why wouldn't the Chicago Bears have hired him?
Is there another...
What in the world?
Because they didn't fire their coach.
Yeah, they did. They had a chance to hire him. They didn't hire it. They hired Eberflus or whatever his name is.
Yeah, but he's not in his first year. Maybe the previous time.
Yeah, why didn't they?
And he wanted to go to Minnesota, I thought, a couple of years ago.
Well, here he is in L.A.
Are there any other, and you're probably going, oh yeah, Joe Montana or somebody, but are there any other quarterbacks who became good NFL coaches?
Well, not Joe Montana.
I know, I'm just saying.
Never coached.
I know, I'm just saying you're going to come out with somebody obvious that I am not thinking.
Well, I have to think about it. I need a little time. You can't just hit me with something. Because
it seems like, no, not really.
You can't name some of the quarterbacks throughout time. Fran Tarkenton, no. Roger Staubach, no. I'm going back. Terry Bradshaw never coached. Daryl LaMonica. I don't know what you're wanting from me.
NFL quarterbacks who became head coaches. You have Sammy Baugh.
Well, Sammy Baugh had a good run.
Bob Waterfield, Norm Van Brocklin, Otto Graham, Bart Starr.
Well, that's many, many years ago.
Those are the Hall of Famers who became coaches after playing quarterback. You have Harbaugh. I'll go through the ones we know. Tom Flores, Jason Garrett, Gary Kubiak, Steve Spurrier. Yeah, there aren't that many. Jim Zorn. There aren't that many big-name quarterbacks. Jim Harbaugh is obviously the biggest since the previous eras.
And he was an okay quarterback.
Yeah, but he was good.
John, a lot of them became broadcasters.
Exactly.
I'll go down here and tell you who became a broadcaster. Drew Brees, Tom Brady.
Is Drew Brees still
not anymore? Peyton Manning, Matt Ryan. Eli Manning, John Elway, was he a broadcaster for a little bit?
I don't think so.
Maybe not. No, he wasn't. Dan Fouts.
Dan Orlovsky.
Don't care about him.
Out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Boomer Esiason, Troy Aikman.
Ryan Leaf.
Jim Kelly was a broadcaster for a little while.
He was.
Tony Romo. You've had Cam Newton is now on Stephen A. Smith's show quite often.
For what?
Commentary. He's a broadcast.
Do I care what he thinks?
Kurt Warner, Steve Young.
Trent Dilfer.
Phil Simms, Rich Gannon, John Brody. The list goes on and on.
A lot of quarterbacks doing that gig.
I wonder why that is.
Again, same reason for coaching.
Trent Green.
Leadership.
Trent Green's pretty good. He's with Kevin Harlan.
Yeah, they do a good job.
I like listening to them. Joe Theismann, Terry Bradshaw, Archie Manning. I don't know that he ever did much broadcasting. But a bunch of guys. Bob Greasy.
A lot of them.
Dan Marino. For a long time was a broadcaster of college football.
Did you even say Dan Marino? Yeah,
of course I said Dan Marino.
I think you missed him.
No, I didn't. I don't miss anything.
I don't remember Jim Kelly doing broadcasting. You have to remind me of that.
Well, of course he did.
When? Where? Was he NBC guy?
No, I don't remember the details. But he was a broadcaster.
I'll take your word for it.
For a while. Was Roger Staubach ever a broadcaster? I don't believe so. But anyway, a bunch of former quarterbacks have become notable broadcasters.
Yeah, absolutely. Not as many have become notable head coaches.
No. They prefer getting in the broadcast booth.
Seems like the case, yes. A lot easier.
Merlin Olsen, of course, wasn't a quarterback. Max points out. I don't know what Max pointed out. Why'd you mention Merlin Olsen?
Because I think he was the best of all the former players that became announcers.
Yeah, but he wasn't a quarterback.
Although Greg Olsen's good.
Neither were quarterbacks.
Also not a quarterback.
All right, Don Meredith.
There you go.
Dandy Don.
There's a good one.
Him.
Thank you. My goodness.
Frank Gifford, not a quarterback. Was he? He did everything else.
Seems like he did some of that. I don't know. He was a little before my time.
Seemed like he was a halfback.
Yeah, he was a halfback. Let's call him a halfback.
That's what I feel like he was. A scat back. Is that still a position?
Sure it is.
Who was the best scat back you ever knew?
I don't know. Gale Sayers.
Me too.
Gale Sayers was pretty good at everything.
Was he a scat back, though?
I'd call him a back.
Nickelback?
I'd call him that. Don't worry about what I call
linebacker.
Him. No, he wasn't a linebacker.
Just pointing out the positions that have the word back in them.
Don't care. Defensive back, cornerback,
quarterback,
middle
running back, linebacker.
Middle linebacker. I got your
fullback.
Back. Looking back of
Why
you.
Why is there so many backs in football?
Well, answer your own question.
I don't know.
If you're going to go down a road of something that you hope.
Here's why. You have the line, right? And then the guys behind those are the linebackers. And then you have the defensive backs. They're the backs. They're all the way back.
I don't like it when you go down.
Quarterback.
When you try to be funny.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm explaining.
No, you're trying to be funny.
No, I'm not.
You're trying to go down that, I think I got something that's going to work
no,
here.
No, I don't.
Well, exactly. You don't have
I
anything
don't
that's going to work.
That.
And when you start down that road,
what
I gotta endure the bumps because that was never going anywhere.
And then you have the quarterback who is somehow only a quarter of the way back. From what, though?
See what I mean? This is just awful.
Hey, Bob, don't
and
forget.
Anybody who thinks this is entertaining is missing the point.
But no, I'm talking about, like, you have the halfback who's the running back, right? But the fullback, you would think he's all the way back. But doesn't the fullback, isn't he in front of the halfback? Makes no sense, because he blocks for the halfback.
Tailback is what we call it.
We call him that
we
now.
We haven't called him a halfback in decades. There's no. Hey, here's halfback Isaiah Pacheco. No, that's not what he is. He's a tailback.
Right. He's the tailback.
He's the tailback.
Why'd we call him a halfback back in the day?
Because you had a fullback and a halfback.
Yeah, but the fullback was in front of the
Fine, the fullback
back.
Is the fullback. Let's take a break,
Already?
Max, before I knock this guy. I've never had a fist fight on the air.
You threaten it a lot, though.
I've had a few off
the
air.
Day?
I've had a few off the air.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it got ugly.
This one will, too, trust me.
Oh, it'll be ugly.
It will.
You'll be gasping for mercy.
He'll be choking on blood.
Oh, really? You're going that deep?
Yeah, I went that far with it.
Choking on blood.
What do you have for me now? Take it up another notch.
You like both your eyes?
Sort of.
Yeah, get used to one of them. Eh, we'll deal with that later.
Yeah, I may have crossed the line.
Yeah, you did.
May have.
Top, you did cross the line.
I apologize to everyone who was offended by that.
Quarterback, halfback, hunchback.
Jim on the IHOP hotline, brought to you by IHOP. Hey, Jim.
Yeah. I can't understand a guy that was the king of all the pool halls between Wichita and Derby could go down to being settling things with a fist fight. I've never seen a fist fight in a pool hall in my life.
You haven't?
No, never.
You must not be in very many pool halls, because as pacifistic as I am, I've seen a few fights in a pool hall before.
Oh, you have? Well, anyway,
yeah,
I'm
that's pretty commonplace for fist
pool player until I went to Oklahoma. Those guys in Oklahoma can play pool.
Well known for their pool abilities. It doesn't seem unusual to me to have a fight in a pool hall.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's all I got. Goodbye.
Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
There you go. That can't seem unusual to you even, can it?
No. That's like every fight scene in a movie.
Now, I wouldn't say, you know, I would consider side pockets to be more than a pool hall, but certainly lots of pool being played. I saw a few fights at side pockets over the years.
You were fighting at side pockets?
No, I didn't fight.
I didn't say that. I said
but
people.
I saw a few fights. You have the combination of alcohol and
competition,
pool and competition and duh.
Testosterone.
Well, I'm not going to get into all that. That's not my cup of tea. Maybe now you're an expert on that. I don't know.
No, I'm just saying that contributes.
Well, sure it does.
That's all I said, man. Take it down a notch. You've seemed antsy today.
I haven't seemed antsy at all.
Yeah, at the beginning of the show, something was going on, and I don't know what's going on now.
You are an interesting individual.
Thank you. Why do you say that?
Because your lifelong pursuit has been to try to figure me out.
Okay, well, what have I done the last 15 years after I did that?
Well, I don't know. You're still trying.
No, I'm not. I think I got you.
No, you really don't.
Yeah, I really do.
You have no clue. You don't live with me on a daily basis. You don't see everything that happened.
I did, and I have.
I've changed a lot since you lived with me. I've changed a lot since you lived with me.
I think I got you, though.
I really don't.
I do.
No, I don't think you got me.
I very much do.
No, I don't. Well, tell the people what you know about me.
I just know how you are.
Describe me.
I know your personality.
Describe me.
I know how you'll react to things.
Describe me.
I know what you'll do, what you'll say.
Well, tell the people.
I'm telling them.
No, you're telling them what you know.
Right. I
but
know
what is my personality.
I don't need to go there right now.
Go for it.
No, I don't want to. I don't get painted into corners. You know that.
What do you think my personality is?
This.
What is that?
A little overbearing. A little overbearing.
I'm overbearing. What else?
At times, yeah.
At times. What else?
You have positive attributes too.
I have positive attributes.
We don't need to
what
get
else?
Into all those.
What positive attribute?
Not
do you
doing
see?
It.
You're not going to give me a positive attribute?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
My own son?
No, right now.
Off the air, will you?
Sure.
Okay, my mic's covered up. What?
You're good.
What do you have?
You're a good guy.
There you go. Nobody outside of my wife and my dog.
Why don't you just embrace who you are?
I do embrace who I am.
Why do you need to worry about what I think?
I do embrace who I am.
Just because I know your personality, that's not that big of a deal.
Nah, you don't really know.
Yes, I do.
You really don't.
I do.
You don't.
I know you better than
anybody else. You know me on this show.
No, I know you.
That's it.
No, I know you, my friend.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't. You don't have a clue.
I do.
It's a shame you think you do.
It's not a shame. I think people should know their fathers.
No, I don't want you to know me.
And I do. I know you don't want me to, and that's where this is all coming from.
And you don't.
And I do.
But that's okay. Keep trying.
Dude,
someday you'll get
perceptive
to the bottom of it.
I know you don't think that about me, but I'm a pretty good observer of behavior, and I'm perceptive, and I understand people. I get it. So this isn't some... I'm not out to get you. I just know you, and it's okay.
Nah, you don't know me.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You don't see me in my element, ever. You see me here, and when we watch wrestling. And that's about it.
Okay.
And then the other times you're around, you don't say anything. You're over in the corner, and there's no communication.
Not so, necessarily true.
Pretty true. Your wife is excellent at communication. She says a lot, and you depend on her to say a lot. So in that way, it works out well.
See, why are you being like this?
Well, because I'm telling you, you don't see me in my element.
What's your element?
Many other things than this radio show.
I saw you at work. I've seen you at League 42.
When did you see me at work?
At work? Every day?
You did?
Yeah, we worked by each other quite often. And you actually, you know, you took me to some games, too.
I did?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
When did you see me at League 42?
I coached with you. I've been there.
I don't remember that.
Oh, that's crazy.
I don't remember you coaching with me.
Okay. Why put that out there? Obviously, you do remember me coaching with you.
You coached with me when we had the red jerseys. Remember that?
And the green ones for a little while.
I remember the red jerseys. You were a coach.
Yeah, and I coached also with the green jerseys.
What year was that?
I don't know. It was three or four years
age group?
I don't remember. I think it was the highest non-high age.
So 11 and 12.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I was there.
Maybe. Were you there when Taekwondo played for us?
Yes. I was standing right next to him when the thing happened to Taekwondo.
Okay, so you were a coach on that team with our friend Randy and with Carl. Is that correct? Does that ring a bell?
Yeah. And who was the other coach, the younger guy?
That was later. That was the red team.
Okay. Who was that?
I can't remember his name.
Oh, gosh darn it.
Gosh, I just was thinking about him the other night and actually looked up his name, but now I can't think of it.
But you act like me knowing you is just me noticing negative traits. That couldn't be farther from the truth. Now, here's one aspect of you that I don't know. When you go out with...
I love this.
When you go out with the bigwigs in town for fundraising and... I don't know that side of you. I don't know how that goes. I don't know how I have a pretty good idea of how, but I've not seen it, so I can't say for sure.
Well, someday you'll figure it out.
Yeah, someday.
Someday you'll figure it out.
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, we've got Shockers tomorrow against Northern Iowa, a game I'm looking forward to. I think that will tell us a more complete story of Wichita State basketball, although I can't be sure about the Panthers yet.
I'm not sure on good Northern Iowa.
I just know that they have a coach.
Yeah.
Ben Jacobson. And
you think he regrets staying at Northern Iowa?
No, not at all. And then you have Mark Turgeon, a former Shocker coach, who will be back for that game. He and Ben Jacobson had some very hotly contested games back in the day, one in which Ben Jacobson's son, Ben, made a late shot to beat the Shockers at Coke Arena.
I thought they weren't related. Am I crazy?
Yeah, you are crazy.
I thought one spelled his name differently.
No. No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Look that up.
No, I'm not. I don't need to look it up. Are we going to end the show on a disagreement?
Well, I just don't think you're right. It's not.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Okay, well, we'll just
for,
say.
For purposes of the show.
Player spelled his name with an E.
I'm right.
All right.
And if I'm wrong, you'll never hear about it.
Never.
So did you find it?
Yeah, his son is no, he doesn't have a son named Ben.
Well, he had a player named Ben.
He did.
Jacobson.
He sure did.
And in his spirit, he made a big shot. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a good night.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.